guest tonight, an author and filmmaker whose work includes Stupid White Men, Roger and Me, and TV Nation. His latest film is Bowling for Columbine.
I'm here to open up an account.
Okay, what type of account would you
like? I want the account where I can get the free gun.
You do a CD and we'll hand you a gun. We have a whole brochure here that you can look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once we do the background check and everything,
it's
yours to go.
Okay. All right, well, that's the account I'd like to open.
We have a vault, which at all times we keep at least 500 firearms.
500 of these you have in your vault?
In our vault.
Wow.
We have to do a background check.
At the bank here? Or?
At the bank, which we are a licensed firearm dealer.
Oh, you are.
Please welcome Michael Moore. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It's been a whirlwind few months for you, my friend.
Yeah.
And you seem as enthusiastic about it as I am.
I don't know. It's been good. It's been a good year. Yeah. Well, what are you supposed to say? How have you been doing?
You're supposed to say this. I rule.
No, I don't feel that way.
No,
I feel very
tired.
Very tired.
Sad.
And I feel privileged too. I mean, to get to have this kind of life and do the work I want to do. I mean, that's as
what kind of life do you have?
What
are you talking about here? You.
I could be back.
Are you going to Hooters? What kind of fun are you having? So let's get right into the business. Are we going to war? Is that what the deal is? Are we going to Iraq? In your opinion, what's going down?
We have to go to Iraq.
Seriously?
Oh, well, of course.
Right to Baghdad, or how are we going to do it?
Well, look, I mean, if you were president of the United States, and I mean president of the United States,
all right, sir.
You know, and let's say you've been president for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and the country's lost 2 million jobs, the stock market is down to nothing, and you get all this down,
mm-hmm.
and the deficit is now what do we got, like $200 billion deficit when we had a surplus before?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? I mean, to get people's minds off this, you would create weapons of mass distraction, and that's what's going on here.
Here's why I'm not president.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd just do a dance.
You would just dance, yeah.
I'd go, look at me! Right. I'm dancing!
Right.
Do you really think now, honestly, you honestly believe that this the attack on Iraq is purely based on a distraction from a tumbling economy as opposed to a more ideological focus on security or Saddam Hussein? You think it's more of a distraction than that?
It's the distraction, and it's the desire to have control of the second largest supply of oil in the world. That's exactly what it is. Look, Saddam Hussein is not a good guy. This is a bad guy, but there's a whole list of bad guys. They were passing the list around in your dressing room.
You know what's crazy? Can you imagine if Saddam Hussein, actually, there are people who are like, I don't know, he's always nice to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
if there's somebody who's like, the guy's always been good to me.